We always want to let you know about ways you can learn about your wetlands and the plants and wildlife that inhabit them, and I can't think of a better opportunity than the annual San Francisco Bay Flyway Festival. It's next month. This is Your Wetlands.
The Flyway Festival is just a great opportunity for people to connect with nature and also to connect with people who love nature. Take some of your family and just tell them you're taking them to a surprise and drive over to Mare Island, indoors or outdoors, and it's just a great event, rain or shine. I was told last year there were 6,500 visitors to the Mare Island site. That's an indoor site largely with a lot of displays and exhibits. There's also 1,500 person trips and hikes that were offered and taken by various people around the bay. There's 27 slideshows and live animal exhibits offered over those 3 days.
Rick Morat is a fish and wildlife biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
The festival is organized by a few visionary people, but the festival succeeds largely because of the great number of volunteers who offer their time and experience to explain to you in the indoor venues and take you on hikes and outdoor birding trips and whatever. It's just a great opportunity to see nature through the eyes of experienced people who are there free of charge to be your guides. This is the Pacific Flyway. Birds from Alaska and Canada come down, migrate through the continent. A large number of them stop here in the Bay Area, and this is where some of them spend their winter before they head north again in the spring. These people are just impassioned about wetlands and birds. It's for bird watchers. It's for nature photographers. It's for artists that paint wildlife. It's for people that just simply like hiking around the bay.
And Rick, I understand there are many groups involved in the San Francisco Bay Flyway Festival.
I don't have a list of all the sponsors, but there is governmental organizations. There are organizations like the Fish and Wildlife Service, whose mission it is to protect wetlands and birds. There's Department of Fish and Game, Parks and Recreation Departments. There's non-governmental organizations. These groups that go out there and on their own try and also protect and conserve habitats. There are business sponsors. There's makers of optics. People love to watch birds with the best optics they can afford. They are there supporting this. There's educational organizations. It's a huge and very complex partnership of people with a passion to protect this resource.
And my thanks to Rick Morat with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Now, the San Francisco Bay Flyway Festival really is a great event, partly because, as Rick mentioned, there are so many different activities, indoors and outdoors, things to do for artists, photographers, hikers, children, educators. So now you want a website to learn more, right? Well, here it is, sfbayflywayfestival.com. Again, that's sfbayflywayfestival.com. And by the way, while the majority of activities are February 1st through the 3rd, there are also activities scheduled through the 10th, so you do want to make sure to check out the website, which again is sfbayflywayfestival.com. And we also want you to know that our Your Wetlands podcasts are supported by grants from the California Coastal Conservancy and the Pacific Gas and Electric Company. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kaye.